Next weekend, there are two opera productions going on here in Springfield. Messiah Project is working with the MSU Opera Workshop, and Springfield Regional Opera is doing Mozart versus Salieri. And Dr. Anne-Marie Dane from the Missouri State University Opera Workshop is directing the production for MSU and the Messiah Project, a double bill of Giancarlo Minotti's A Mall and the Night Visitors, and music by David Conti, libretto by Nicholas Giardini, a chamber opera called The Gift of the Magi, based on the O. Henry short story. So it's so hard to schedule things around here or in Springfield and yes, in the surrounding area to keep from overlapping. And so I guess you guys and SRO are kind of embracing it.
Absolutely. We're making it just an opera weekend. Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun. They'll have Mozart and Salieri at the Vandervoort on Friday, and then we'll be at the Art Museum Saturday and Sunday.
So there's really no overlap.
We worked it out.
Yes.
So you can just fully immerse yourself in a lot of great music all in one weekend.
Now, is this the first time MSU's Opera Workshop has worked with Messiah Project?
It is. We've crossed paths so many times.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I've had a chance to work with the Messiah Project as an individual. But when I was talking about Amal, of course, the Messiah Project has a long history of wonderful productions.
Yes, they do.
And so we decided it was a perfect partnership.
And not just a mall, but a double bill.
Yeah. So a couple of years ago, I was at this National Opera Association thing and met the composer, David Conte, who wrote Gift of the Magi. And it's just a beautiful score. And the one act, both in message and in music, goes so well. It has a very Puccini-esque sound to it, but is in English. And it's just a wonderful story about love and what's really important at the holidays.
We'll talk a little bit more about that, but I wanted to introduce you, someone else you brought with you, Cameron Donnell, who is singing. You're only doing the one performance, so you are Amal. You know, very often I know when Messiah Project has done it, they've done more than one performance and they've double cast.
Well, we'll have four total performances.
Yeah.
We're doing a school show and then we'll have a performance in Monet too.
Yeah, right.
So yes, Cameron is doing Amal on Sunday of next week, and we have another fantastic young man, Alex Kennedy, who will be doing the Saturday night show.
Oh, okay. All right, very good.
And the one in Monet.
Mm-hmm. Now, the one in Monet is on Friday, November 30th at 7:30 at the Monet Performing Arts Center. And you're doing, as you said, a special performance for the schools on
next Friday.
A week from today. But you're doing the big money performance. All right.
Indeed,
how did you get cast as Amal?
So my old choir teacher, Dr. Dane.
Right.
Asked my old choir teacher if he knew any special kids with an unchanged voice and who is a great singer. So my
not to be immodest about it, but really.
So then my old choir teacher suggested me, mm-hmm. and I said yes. So now I'm starring as Amal.
You ever done this before, this role before? I guess
no.
But a lot of kids like this have basically gotten a good start mm-hmm. musically by performing this role. People may not remember. I don't remember ever seeing it, actually, because I'm not quite old enough for that. But this was an opera written for television, originally in 1950 or 51 by Minotti.
My old voice teacher was one of the original television Amals. Bill McIver.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
well,
I have an old black and white television.
An old
video
kinescope, yeah.
Yeah.
with him. Well, I know Chet Allen did it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a film version with Robert Sapolsky. Now, Bobby Sapolsky came here as an adult, as a baritone, and sang Figaro in Barber of Seville for SRO a number of years ago. So,
this is just the beginning, Cameron.
Right?
Yeah, he's the Nixa schools. I mean, we're so blessed here in the Ozarks to have so many strong music programs, and so he's down in the Nixa system.
What grade?
Seventh.
Okay.
Yes, he's missing English right now.
All right.
So he's very happy about that.
No doubt. But a Mall in the Night visitors, of course, the disabled shepherd boy who turns into – has to become a beggar. He and his poor mother living in Judea, they're visited by the three kings who are on their way to find the Christ child. And it's an opera. Yeah, I don't know why no one ever does it on TV anymore.
I know.
You know?
Well,
I have high hopes.
Now that they're doing musicals at a regular interval
on
for
NBC,
the holiday season,
yeah.
I feel like –
because it was NBC and they're mm-hmm. you know, they had an opera theater in the early years of network TV. And as you say, they're doing the live – yeah, of course, the NBC Symphony. But, I mean, they have been doing live Broadway shows at least once a year for several years. And
so opera must be next.
It has to be.
But until it is, then everybody can just come down to the Springfield Art Museum and get to see our production there.
The main performance will be next Saturday the 17th at 7:30 p.m. And then you're doing a Sunday the 18th, 3:30 p.m. matinee at the Art Museum. 1111 East Brookside Drive next to Phelps Grove Park. Now, in addition to A Mall and the Night Visitors, as we said, an opera based on the O. Henry short story, The Gift of the Magi.
Mm-hmm. It's such a lovely show. A small cast. We have marvelous singers. Shane Piles and Alana Yeomans, both of whom were national finalists in singing competitions this past summer, are headlining that. And it's just a very sweet story of love.
It's a poor married couple who can't afford to give each other Christmas presents.
Yeah, and they each make a sacrifice to give the other a gift and then realize that the irony and comedy of cutting your hair and then to sell to buy somebody something and then – they're buying you hair clips. So. but it's a beautiful story. And you know, both one acts are, of course, just under an hour. And so they pair really well together and make a full evening of beautiful music.
Well, all right. Cameron, how do you see the role of Amal? How do you play him? What do you think of him as a person, as a character?
I honestly see him as just a boy who wants to be comedic and want to stand up for his mother.
Yeah, he has some really funny moments in there.
Oh,
and
yes.
And very loyal.
Yeah.
Loyal and inquisitive.
and not unwilling to maybe break the law if he feels like he has to for just the sake of survival.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's an excellent beggar, according to the story. What kind of things do you do for your begging?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, you've got your flute.
Yeah.
And your mother apparently sings.
Well, in the show, we don't see him out begging. So.
Yeah. We get to see them in the household and you know, whether a family has money or not, just kind of that love between mother and child. And, you know, yes, it's a special relationship.
Now, you will have Dr. Amy Muchnick conducting the MSU Chamber Orchestra for both the operas, and there will be dancers from Messiah Project's Credo Dance Academy. How do they fit in?
Oh, marvelously well. I mean, it's been a you know, a seamless transition, and you know, they those dancers just understand the message so clearly and are so well trained. It's going to be a beautiful combination.
Well, all right, performances again, public performances here in Springfield at the Art Museum next Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3:30. Tickets are $20 for adults. They are $5 for students and children. And they're available from the MSU TIX website or specifically from the opera page.
Yeah, from our opera page.
So missouristate.edu/opera. They will be available at the door as
yes,
well.
Yes, we'll have them at the door. And we have a link on our Facebook event as well. And
right.
we have only through the Missouri State site, we have a special deal. So if you want to go see Springfield Regional Opera's production on Friday night, which you should, of mm-hmm. Mozart and Salieri, you can do that and go see A Mall and the Night Visitors and Gift of the Magi and get $5 off both. So you have this lovely package deal.
Now, that is only available at missouristate.edu/opera, but that would be a $5 off package deal for both this production by the MSU Opera Workshop and Messiah Project and SRO's production of Mozart versus Salieri. $5 off. Again, that is at missouristate.edu/opera. And once again, there'll be a free student performance Thursday, November 16th at 10 a.m. at the Art Museum. And another public, you can send requests for tickets for your child for that to Amahl, A-M-A-H-L, S-G-F at gmail.com. And again, on Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m., a public performance of the Amahl and Gift of the Magi double bill at the Monette Performing Arts Center at 1 David Sippy Drive. I don't know who's handling tickets for that, but...
You can also get that on our website.
All right, very good. Well, all right, that is Dr. Anne-Marie Dane, director of the MSU Opera Workshop. She is directing this production, this double bill of Menotti's Amahl and the Night Visitors and David Conte's Gift of the Magi all next weekend. And we had Cameron Donnell, who is singing the role of Amahl in the Saturday night production, Saturday night performance. Who is doing the Sunday afternoon?
Alex Kennedy. He's over at Reed Academy.
Okay.
So another MSU alum is the choir director over there. So, you know, I got to pull out all my favorite students and take the great people they're training.
Well, all right, there we go. Well, that will be next weekend. And I want to thank you all for coming in this morning.
That was a great pleasure.
All right, we'll see you.